This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Dear friend, close your eyes for a moment and imagine standing on the edge of a vast, unexplored wilderness. The air is thick with possibility. The horizon shimmers with potential, and something deep within you stirs. A whisper of change. A promise of transformation. This, dear friend, is where you stand right now in your spiritual journey. You may not see it yet, but God is orchestrating a profound transformation in your life, one that will reshape your very essence and redefine your purpose. As we embark on this exploration together, prepare your heart for a revelation that will shake the foundations of your world and usher in a new era of growth, purpose, and divine connection. Let's begin by acknowledging a fundamental truth. Change is terrifying. It's human nature to cling to the familiar, to find comfort in routine, even when that routine no longer serves us. But God, in His infinite wisdom and boundless love, sees beyond our self-imposed limitations. He perceives the masterpiece hidden within the rough stone of your current circumstances. That's how God sees you, not for who you are now, but for who you have the potential to become. This transformation He's initiating isn't about changing who you are at your core. It's about revealing your true self, the person He created you to be. It's a journey of uncovering, of peeling back layers of fear, doubt, and past hurts to expose the radiant, purpose-filled individual that has been there all along. As you stand on this threshold of change, remember, the discomfort you feel is not a sign to retreat, but an invitation to advance into the extraordinary life God has planned for you. Let's delve into the arena where much of this transformation takes place, your mind. The Apostle Paul urges us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and there's profound wisdom in these words. Your thoughts shape your reality, influence your emotions, and ultimately determine your actions. God's transformative work often begins by challenging your thought patterns, dismantling limiting beliefs, and replacing lies with truth. Think of it as a divine rewiring of your mental circuitry, those negative self-talk loops. God wants to interrupt them with affirmations of your worth and potential. That scarcity mindset, He's replacing it with an abundance mentality that aligns with His limitless resources. He's teaching you to operate from a place of faith and trust. This mental transformation doesn't happen overnight. It's a process of consistently exposing yourself to God's truth, whether through scripture or prayer. It's about catching those automatic negative thoughts and consciously replacing them with God's perspective. As your mind is renewed, you'll find your emotions following suit. Joy becomes more accessible, peace more constant, and love more abundant. You'll start to see possibilities where you once saw obstacles, hope where you once saw despair. This mental shift is not just positive thinking. It's aligning your thoughts with the very mind of Christ. And as your mind is transformed, every aspect of your life, your relationships, your work, your purpose, begins to shift in beautiful and unexpected ways. Now, let's dive into transformation of your spiritual senses. Just as a baby gradually develops its physical senses, learning to distinguish shapes, colors, and sounds, God is awakening and sharpening your spiritual senses. This is not about gaining some mystical superpower, but about becoming more attuned to the spiritual realities that surround you every day. You're developing eyes to see God's handiwork in the world around you. Your ears are being tuned to hear His voice, not in booming pronouncements from the sky, but in the gentle whispers of your heart, the wisdom of Scripture, the counsel of godly friends. You're cultivating a taste for His goodness, finding satisfaction in His presence that no earthly pleasure can match. Your spiritual touch is becoming more sensitive, allowing you to feel His comforting embrace in moments of sorrow and His encouraging pat on the back when you need strength. Even your spiritual sense of smell is being refined, enabling you to discern the fragrant aroma of truth from the stench of deception. This awakening of your spiritual senses doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process, like a dimmer switch slowly being turned up. You might not notice the change day to day, but over time, you'll realize you're perceiving the world in a whole new way. Colors seem brighter, music more moving, relationships more meaningful. You'll find yourself moved to tears by things that once left you unmoved, filled with awe at sights you previously overlooked. This transformation of your spiritual senses doesn't separate you from the world. Rather, it allows you to engage with it more fully, more deeply. You become more alive, more aware, more in tune with the heartbeat of your Creator and the world He's made. Dear friend, let's address the elephant in the room, resistance. As God initiates this profound transformation in your life, you'll likely encounter an internal struggle. Part of you yearns for change, for growth, for the fulfillment of your divine potential. But another part, the part comfortable with the familiar, the known, may fight against it tooth and nail. This resistance is natural, even expected. It's your ego's attempt to maintain the status quo to keep you safe within the confines of your comfort zone. You might find yourself sabotaging opportunities for growth, making excuses, or even questioning God's plan. But here's a paradigm shift for you. What if you viewed this resistance not as an obstacle, but as a signpost? What if it's actually pointing you towards the very areas where transformation is most needed? When you feel that internal pushback, that's your cue to lean in, to dig deeper. It's in these moments of resistance that the real work of transformation occurs. Think of it like strength training. It's the resistance of the weights that builds muscle. Similarly, it's your resistance to change that, when overcome, builds spiritual and emotional strength. So the next time you feel that internal struggle, don't run from it. Embrace it. Thank God for highlighting an area ripe for transformation. And then, with His strength, push through. Because on the other side of that resistance lies growth beyond your wildest dream. Now, let's explore the catalyst for this divine transformation, your willingness to surrender. Surrender is often seen as weakness, as giving up. But in God's economy, surrender is the ultimate strength. It's acknowledging that your ways, your plans, your understanding is limited, and choosing to trust in a wisdom far greater than your own. You might be asked to let go of habits, relationships, or beliefs that you've long held on to. This letting go can feel like a loss, like you're becoming less. But in reality, you're making room for something far greater. As you release your grip on the familiar, you open your hands to receive God's extraordinary gifts. This surrender isn't a one-time event, but a daily choice. Each morning, as you wake up, you have the opportunity to say, "God, I surrender this day to you. Transform me as you will." And with each surrender, each yes to God's plan, you take another step into the magnificent future He has prepared for you. Let's dive into the transformative power of adversity. It's a paradox that often confounds us. Why would a loving God allow difficulties in the lives of those He's transforming? But here's a revolutionary thought. What if these challenges aren't obstacles to your transformation, but catalysts for it? Think of a diamond. This precious gem doesn't form in comfortable conditions. It requires intense heat and immense pressure deep within the earth. Similarly, some of the most profound aspects of your transformation will occur in the crucible of adversity. That financial setback, it might be the very thing that teaches you to trust God as your provider in ways you never have before. That health scare, it could be the wake-up call that leads you to prioritize your well-being and discover a strength you never knew you had. That relationship conflict, it might be the tool God uses to chip away at your pride and teach you the power of forgiveness. This doesn't mean you should seek out hardship or resign yourself to suffering, but it does mean you can approach challenges with a different perspective. Instead of asking God, "Why is this happening to me?" try asking God, "How are you using this to transform me?" This shift in mindset doesn't make the pain disappear, but it infuses it with purpose. It allows you to see your trials not as punishments, but as opportunities for growth. As you navigate these difficult seasons, remember, the God who is transforming you is right there with you in the fire. He's not a distant observer, but an active participant in your pain and your progress. And He promises that these temporary trials are producing in you an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs them all. Now, dear friend, let's explore the profound transformation that occurs in your relationship with God Himself. Up until now, you may have viewed God through a particular lens, perhaps as a distant ruler, a harsh judge, or a loving father releasing blessings for your good behavior. But as this divine transformation unfolds, you're invited into a radically new understanding of who God is and how He relates to you. Imagine for a moment that you're looking at a beautiful stained glass window. From the outside, it might appear dark and meaningless. But step inside the building, and suddenly, as light streams through, the window comes alive with color and story. This is what's happening in your relationship with God. He's inviting you to step inside, to see Him from a new perspective. You're moving from knowing about God to knowing God intimately, from religion to relationship, from duty to delight. This transformation in your understanding of God ripples out to every area of your life. Prayer becomes less about reciting requests and more about enjoying His presence. Reading the Bible transforms from a chore into an exciting journey of discovery. Worship evolves from a Sunday activity to a lifestyle of gratitude and praise. You'll find yourself becoming more attuned to His voice, more sensitive to His leading, more aware of His constant presence. This doesn't mean life suddenly becomes perfect or easy, but it does mean you navigate both joys and challenges with a newfound partner, counselor, and friend. The God of the universe becomes your Abba, your Daddy. And in the security of this deepened relationship, you find the courage to become all He created you to be. This transformation in your relationship with God is the foundation for all other changes in your life. For as you behold Him more clearly, you can't help but be changed into His likeness, from glory to glory. Now, let's delve into the nature of this divine transformation. It's not a superficial makeover or a quick fix for life's problems. No, what God has in store for you runs much deeper. Imagine a seed buried in the dark earth. To the casual observer, nothing seems to be happening. But beneath the surface, a miracle is unfolding. Cells are dividing, roots are stretching, and life is stirring. This is the kind of transformation God is initiating in your life right now. It may not be visible to the naked eye yet, but make no mistake, powerful forces are at work. You might feel the stirrings already, a restlessness in your spirit, a hunger for something more, a dissatisfaction with the status quo. These are not random feelings. They're the labor pains of your rebirth. God is gently but persistently nudging you out of your comfort zone, preparing you for a life so rich, so full of purpose, that your current existence will pale in comparison. But here's the beautiful paradox. This transformation, while deeply personal, isn't just about you. As you change, you become a catalyst for change in the world around you. Your transformation has a ripple effect, touching lives you may never even meet. Now, let's explore the concept of identity. Perhaps the most profound area of transformation is when God is working in your life. For too long, you may have derived your sense of self from external sources. Your job, your relationships, your achievements, or even your failures. But God is initiating a seismic shift in how you see yourself. He's peeling back these layers of false identity to reveal the truth of who you really are, His beloved child, created in His image, with inherent worth that no circumstance can diminish. This identity transformation is not about becoming someone you're not. It's about becoming who you truly are. It's a journey of discovery, of unearthing the unique masterpiece God designed when He knit you together in your mother's womb. As this new identity takes root, you'll find old insecurities falling away. The need for others' approval will loosen its grip. The fear of failure will lose its power over you. Because when you truly understand who you are in Christ, external validations and temporal setbacks no longer define you. But as you continue to walk in this new identity, it becomes more natural, more you than anything you've worn before. And here's the beautiful ripple effect. As your identity is transformed, every aspect of your life begins to align with this new self. Your choices, your relationships, your ambitions, they all begin to reflect the magnificent creation God always intended you to be. Let's delve into the transformative power of purpose. As God works in your life, He's not just changing who you are, He's clarifying why you are. Many people stumble through life, feeling adrift, unsure of their reason for being. But you, my friend, are on the cusp of a magnificent revelation. God is weaving together the threads of your experiences, your passions, and your unique gifts to reveal a purpose far greater than you've ever imagined. This purpose isn't just about what you do. It's about who you become in the process of doing it. It's the reason you were created, the unique contribution only you can make to this world. Discovering this purpose is like finding the key that unlocks every door in your life. Suddenly, past struggles make sense. They were preparation. Your quirks and oddities, they're actually specialized tools for your calling. Even your weaknesses play a role, for it's often through them that God's strength is most powerfully displayed. Dear friend, please pray with me this powerful prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open and humbled, knowing that you are the author of our lives and the master of our transformation. Lord, we thank you for the work you are doing within us, even when we cannot yet see the full picture. We trust that you are shaping us, refining us, and preparing us for the plans you have set before us. Father, we ask for strength to surrender fully to your will. Help us to let go of our own desires, our fears, and our doubts, and to embrace the journey you have laid out for us. In the moments of uncertainty, remind us of your faithfulness. In the wilderness, let us find refuge in your presence. And in the refining fire, give us the courage to endure, knowing that you are purifying us for your glory. Lord, we pray for the courage to step into the unknown, trusting that you are leading us every step of the way. Fill our hearts with hope, knowing that your plans for us are good, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a future filled with hope. We thank you, Lord, for the new identity you have given us in Christ. Help us to walk in this identity with confidence, knowing that we are beloved, chosen, and redeemed by you. Let your grace be our guide, your love be our comfort, and your joy be our strength. Surround us with a community that uplifts and encourages us on this journey. May we be a source of strength for one another as we walk together in faith. Finally, Father, we ask that your will be done in our lives. Transform us, Lord, from the inside out. Make us more like Jesus and let our lives be a reflection of your glory. We surrender all to you, trusting that you are the potter and we are the clay. Mold us, shape us, and use us for your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. As we conclude this time together, I want you to remember that God is not finished with you yet. The transformation he is bringing into your life is ongoing, a beautiful work in progress that will continue to unfold in his perfect timing. Even when the journey feels long, when the path is unclear, or when you're faced with challenges that seem insurmountable, know that God is with you. He's working in the silence, in the waiting, and in every detail of your life. So, hold on to hope, trust in God's promises, embrace the process, and allow him to do his transformative work in you. You are being molded, refined, and prepared for something far greater than you can imagine. Stay close to him, lean on his grace, and let his love guide you every step of the way. Thank you for joining me today. If this message has touched your heart, I encourage you to reflect on it, pray over it, and let God continue to speak to you. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. God is with you, and so are we. Until next time, stay blessed, stay encouraged, and keep your eyes fixed on the one who holds your future in his hands. God bless you.